The playoffs are just around the corner, and it is time to oil up. Nation Gear is ready to gear you up for Edmonton's upcoming playoff run. Rep your favorite team as they battle for the cup this spring and shop the exclusive Oil Up playoff merch and more at nationgear.ca.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
You're listening to Oilers Nation Radio, presented by the Nation Network. Subscribe for free on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Thank you, Lisa. Oilers Nation Radio, episode 95,212. Tyler's already moving the camera around. He's producing on the fly.
He loves when frame. I do this.
I was. Oh, yeah, you boys weren't properly framed.
Or he wants to zoom in on Rick.
So he's zooming in specifically on Rick.
I wasn't on the show, so no one could see my Turtle Time t-shirt.
It is a classic tee.
It is a nice.
Do you know that we launched that from the press gallery at the Saddle Dome?
Really?
Really?
I did not know that.
Like, so you threw a shirt from the press gallery at fans?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I figured.
My dad, you were there,
I,
Dan.
My I was dad there, and I both have this shirt. It's his favorite Nation shirt that he has.
Yeah, that was a fun little moment in time in our fandom, huh?
It was great.
It's really the biggest loss of COVID was that we lost the red turtle angle, yeah. I think. Because that was right before that. And then we had
Battle of Alberta was spicy.
Jay and people showed up in turtle costumes, yep. And then the world shut down and we forgot about it.
Yep. Those turtle costumes are probably in a box at Little Brick somewhere.
Definitely there.
Maybe we should just wear them casual Friday.
I don't see why not.
Could be good.
Every Friday, make somebody wear the turtle costume.
If you're just listening to this and you don't know what the fuck we're talking about, Liam's wearing a turtle t-shirt.
Mm-hmm. The Matthew Tkachuk one.
That's right. If you don't know the story, Cassian wanted to fight him. He turtled. T-shirt
just
was
Google
made.
Google flames.
Can you imagine if there's anyone listening to this podcast who doesn't know?
Probably is.
No.
On BLTN, I asked, on Better Late Than Ever, I asked people when they joined the Nation, like as citizens a little while ago. And some of the answers were pretty interesting.
Really?
Some people that join in on Oilers Nation every day in the chat all the time. Some pretty new people relative to how long we've been doing it.
But how long have they been Oiler fans for?
Oiler
They'll
fans
be able to put that
lives.
Together.
I mean,
we're not going
lives.
Back to like, what is that? Like, is it an acronym when you just use the letters?
Yeah.
Hope.
Well, I mean, go back a long time ago. There's 312 acronyms out there that the Owen used I get when people don't know what that is, but
yeah,
everybody knows.
I still don't know some of those.
There's a bunch of them I probably just forgot existed.
You need to like a Rolodex on you. At all
Maybe
times.
One time I'll do another game and I'll test you guys on some old Nation acronyms to see how close you get. One.
Nation history test.
A little Nation funny. History test.
I like
see it. Who gets citizenship and who gets deported.
Wow.
As we do every week, we start off the podcast with a shout out to our friends at Oodle Noodle, 18 locations and counting. Free Oilers Nation stickers available at all of the Edmonton locations. If they do not have them, slide on into my DMs. Like bag milk, I went to location X. I got some delicious spring rolls and green onion cakes, but there was no stickers to be had. We will sort that out for you. Got it? Good. Tyler, delicious debate today is what?
Well, it's off-season talk. That's going to be what we're doing here for the next kind of month on the pod. So there are four players who seem to be the obvious salary cap scapegoats, we'll call them. And I want everybody to rank them on the chances they think they're back next year.
Ranking from 1 to 4?
1 to 4 from most likely to be back, least likely to be back. The players in alphabetical order are CeCe, Fogel, Kulak, Yamo.
Okay, CeCe, Fogel. Kulak.
Is one they're most likely coming back, or is four they're most likely coming back?
One is they're most likely coming back. Four is they're most likely gone.
How do we want to do this, Tyler? What is the so we've got CC, Fogel, Kulak, Yamo.
Yeah.
Tyler, how would you like to do this? Would you like to go who's everybody's number one, or do you want our full rankings?
Full rankings.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, so one is who I think is back more than likely.
Yes.
Okay, Kulak. One. Two. CC. Three, Fogel. Four, Yamo.
See, you're wrong about that one.
Okay.
Kulak.
Well, that was immediate.
Fogel. Sorry there, Liam. CC,
I agree with Rick.
I have the same ranking
one.
As Rick.
You got the middle one mixed up.
I don't think I did.
Dan?
I'm going to say CC, Kulak, Fogel, Yamamoto.
You think it's more likely they trade Kulak than CC?
I think that this team has a long leash for CC, and I think we saw that last year. He was not very good. But he was in every single game.
Well, you had to because he had no other right wing.
He wasn't bad at the start of the year.
The reason I'll actually give that a bit of time is because
Broberg.
Yeah, it's the Broberg effect.
But I think you're going to end up moving CC first just for the dollars.
But then, who's going to play the right side next?
You have to replace him.
Damon Severson.
Oh, no.
You're going after one free agent and a couple trade targets, I think. So you could actually utilize
You don't like the idea of Damon Severson?
They can't afford them.
But I think if you trade, so my rankings, Kulak, Fogel, CC, Yamo, if you trade three and four on my list, there's the money for Damon Severson.
But then you don't have money to bring back everyone else.
Who are you worried about?
So we did this exercise today.
We did this before.
Yeah.
Like Bouchard is the one to worry about because he's going to get a bridge probably.
Yeah. Daniel Nugent Bowman said probably won't take anything that's more than a 2-year deal. Perfect. So loading up the cap friendly page right now. If the cap goes up $3 million this offseason, the Oilers are going to have $7.9 million. We'll just call it eight. They'll have $8 million. Bouchard on a 2-year deal, 3.5 sounds fair, right? So now you're down to $4.5 million with no money out the door. Okay, you need to get McLeod and Costin done. They probably what?
So that's probably gonna say, I'm going to say three combined.
Sure. Think
that's fair.
Just under, but yeah, I think so.
So now you're already down to only $1.5 million left. You need Ryan and Janmark still.
Do you though?
If you're not bringing back both of those, you then have to go find replacements for them somewhere. And that's at least league minimum. So that means if you were to get Yamo and, or
is this under the question, is this under the assumption that the cap is the 6 million space that the Oilers have on cap friendly?
No, it's with an extra two that the cap goes up instead of 1 mil. It's going to go up 3.
Okay.
Which is possible, which is likely, I think.
Okay.
So Janmark and Ryan or two players at league minimum is 1.6. You need to shave at least 100K. And that's with Costin and McLeod only costing you three combined. I think it might be 3.5. But in a best case scenario kind of world, you need to free up at least 100K just to bring back the guys you already want, which means if you move Yamo and CC and just use all that money for Severson, you can't even afford to replace the other one in that deal.
Then number three is going to go and you see like a guy like Fogel out the door to just to spread that money out too.
Basically,
which I could also see.
Yeah. What I'm getting at here, I did this on Owen every day. I came to this conclusion. It was a light bulb moment. I think they're almost running back the same team and just swapping Yamo for Connor Brown. And I think the rest of the team's staying the exact same.
It's aggressive.
It's the opposite of aggressive.
I don't think so.
I'm just saying, like, wasn't it a couple weeks ago that Frank said we're going to be aggressive or somebody said we're going to be aggressive?
Yeah, it was Frank.
Yeah.
I just
like how things change every day, right? But everyone still sits there and like, as soon as somebody says something, they grasp on it. Like, oh my God, this is the Bible right here. This is exactly what's like, oh no, guys, let's like calm down and see how things fold out first.
Let me ask a different question, Tyler.
Okay.
Of the four names you gave, how many are back?
Three of them. I honestly think it'll be just Yamo that goes.
I'd be surprised by that.
Really?
And not because I don't like the players.
Yeah. You just think there's some appetite.
It's just the dollars.
Yeah. But you can like do in season stuff too, right?
But they don't really do that though. Like
they haven't had the option to the ability to.
Cause like I could see three of the four not being back.
Three of them.
Kulak being the only one back.
I mean, there is that avenue, right? Always. That would probably result in a larger name coming in then. And I'm not like, it'd be a bigger name than we expect right now.
Yeah. I don't know. Think it out loud.
My issue is with this team, and it feels like I'm repeating what I started the season last year with, is again, it's defensive depth. And we went out and got a bunch of, I would say like low risk chips in Ryan Murray, and
Jason Demers.
And those just didn't work out for us. And so to me, like this team going into the season, I don't mind us running it back. If we've got that depth, that additional depth to help fill in that back end again. Whereas last year we started the season with six friggin' defensemen and that's
yeah.
it. Yeah. And maybe Vinny Deharnay came into the picture halfway through the season.
No, he was in the pick. He was going to be up here by Christmas time, but then he ended up hurting his hand during training camp. So even I was surprised to see when he got up here. But they definitely had an idea that he was going to be.
But who else was their option other than Ryan Murray on the right-hand side?
But remember that sick toe drag he did.
I just think that like, I'm totally on board with bringing the same team back. Oilers were a fucking good team. I just don't think the same defensive group comes back.
So I think your options become more available at the deadline. I think right now you might, if it's like, okay, we're moving out CC and we're signing someone else. I love Scott Mayfield. I think he's going to get close to $4 million, if not more. So like, are you moving out CC and committing to Scott Mayfield at a higher price tag? He's better. Is he, you know, restarting another big UFA ticket better? I don't know. I just wonder if maybe you're not better off just waiting till the deadline again and seeing what's out there.
Yep.
A year ago today, Mattias Ekholm hadn't even had his contract kick in yet. His extension with the Preds, 4-year extension. And I know that's rare and that doesn't happen all that often. But my point is there will be teams who we're looking at right now and going, oh, they won't sell. St. Louis, for example, this year, teams will start selling. Someone's going to shit the bed. Some player's going to be unhappy. There could be guys available at the next deadline. And part of me is just going, hey, this was a damn good regular season team. Let's run it back for the regular season and get better at the deadline again.
I wouldn't be upset about it.
No.
I think some fans really would though.
Yeah, of course.
Doesn't matter what you do. Some fans are always going to be.
There was a bunch of fans that were really pissed when they traded for Ekholm. And all of a sudden he shows up and plays like a big Viking daddy. And all you go, oh,
there were fans upset. They traded for Jaden Grube.
Yeah, yeah. Heaven forbid we trade a fifth round pick.
All they do is get low upside players. Okay. So I'm sorry. The fifth round pick probably would have been the next David Pastrnak.
Yeah. Like
I will never know.
We will know because we can
like
see the
6 years from now, whatever happens. I want to hear from you. If you listen to this, Owen Radio Podcast on Twitter and Instagram, Kulak Fogel, CC Yamo, rank them for us. Tweet at us. Just tweet us those four guys in an order that you believe. I'll probably forget why you're tweeting at us that specific grouping of players.
Especially if you do it at like 1 a.m. Yeah, drinking
late night Saturday BMs, just sitting there scrolling through the
schedule. A tweet to us,
yeah, that'd be nice.
4 a.m, our phones all ping and go off.
Oh, you got to turn just four names.
I was just gonna say, if you have your notifications on, that's on you.
There's no way you have notifications on for your Twitter, do you?
I do.
What?
Every time someone tags you or something,
I only get a notification if I follow them and they tweet me. It's like every time BM tweets me or one of you guys tweets me, then my phone pings.
So
there you go, hot tip. Everybody.
You just gave me a little fun and games for the rest of the summer.
Well, Tyler's getting some late. But
yeah, I was gonna say, I know my hour is a little bit different than your guys this year.
But at 9 o'clock every night, my phone goes into sleep mode, so I don't get notifications from 9 on.
9 o'clock.
I try to wind down.
That's because he's been in bed for half an hour already.
I'm just settling into bed.
Rick. It's Friday, June 2nd. What time did you go to bed last night?
Last night I played slow pitch and didn't start till 9:30.
Oh,
so I took a brief nap from 7 till 8.
Did you guys play by headlight? Our headlights?
We play in a, there's
under the lights.
Oh, you're under the lights.
Yeah, we play under the lights.
That's okay. St. Albert, right? I'm sorry, Tyler. I forgot.
I play in a St. Albert.
Yeah.
You're kind of a big deal.
Everything's got lights over there.
Yeah.
We just have to
start the helicopter.
We pull all of our Oldsmobiles up onto the side of the field to be able to play late in the woods.
I have a serious question.
Uh-oh. Hey,
none of those allowed on this podcast, but go ahead.
Is Greg the Egg McKeg on a two-way deal or an AHL deal?
Honestly, I'm just...
You're the one on cap friendly.
Okay.
I can't figure it out.
I'm not even saying this to be a dick, Liam. Does it matter?
The Oilers may not
Why know. Does it not matter?
Because his nickname is the Egg.
That's a point.
Probably a two-way.
His agent was Jeff Gordon?
I don't know.
Jeff Gordon. Wow.
So much going on.
Retired. He's got to do something in his office.
Wait, isn't he the Habs GM now?
Hughes.
This guy's got a lot of
Jeff
jobs.
Gordon's the Povo. Jeff Gordon.
Oh, yeah, he is.
From NASCAR.
Yes.
No. That wasn't it. That was the GM who signed the ticket because the other one was Don Sweeney.
Oh.
Signed
the contract, of course.
Yeah. I'm just doing a little playing around here.
Oh boy.
And the oil. So I signed all our players back for what I could. And all of them are good. So I traded Yamel to Chicago
for
a fourth round pick in 2025. Cause they have two.
Like the Oilers added in a fourth or you
got I just got a four from Chicago. I just want the cap off. I don't really give a shit what the trade is. The Oilers still need a fourth line center and a second light right wing, according to my calculations.
I believe they're both probably within the organization, at least penciled right now.
Who?
Well, I think they're hoping anyways that you'll see somebody like Lavoie.
As a fourth line?
As the right winger.
So on the second line?
Kind of, yeah. Like, I mean, you're going to get those. I mean, he's more of an offensive player, right? So you got to give him those minutes. I guess maybe he can flip up and down between the third. And then I do believe that they probably have that fourth line center as somebody from the AHL too, whether it be like Noah Philp or whoever they think they're going to give an opportunity to. And then you go out and look for like a Bukestad at the deadline again.
Interesting.
What else you got over there, Liam? What else are you working on?
That's kind of the chunk of my work so far in this podcast. Pretty much the same team. Would you like to hear the contracts I negotiated?
Sure, yes, please.
Okay, so I got Lavoie on a 900K.
Makes sense.
Derek Ryan the same.
Yep.
Klim Shady, I just went 1.5. It seems like it's somewhere in that range.
Bet you the team would want 1.2. He probably wants 1.7. 1.5 seems.
I did down a 2-year ticket. That was 2 years. And I did Ryan McLeod on the same. I don't really know what Ryan McLeod is.
I think McLeod might be higher.
That's the thing. I don't really know. Like,
I think is he might more be two than by two? Two? I think he's 2x2.
That's kind of what I was thinking, maybe two.
Knock him down a bit, but put a third year on there.
I think it's a little bit high as well. He only got 10 goals this season.
Yeah, I just think that's high.
Centerman, though, scored at like a 40-some point pace, didn't he?
Let's have a look.
23 points in 57 games.
We and do you have to like give him a couple of extra dollars for his
that's a thing too.
Contract from last year.
Yeah, you got to tack on an extra 200K or 100K, 50K.
Maybe just toss him
He was on pace for 33 points.
Get him a gift card.
Full season.
Yeah. Gift card to Joey's.
Toss in a car or something.
Fill up his tank with gas.
Cactus Club.
But just looking at this, the biggest thing to me is, does this team need Warren Fogle? Like, it's a serious question. Right behind him, you have Klim Kostin and Dylan Holloway.
Yes.
Why can they not fill in that third and fourth line left wing spot?
I think they can.
And save a little bit of money.
So you need
Fogle's good. Don't get me wrong.
You want a good base of 12 forwards, right?
Yep.
David Draisaitl, Hyman, Kane, Nuge. If we're saying Yamo's gone, Holloway, Kostin, McLeod, Janmark, Ryan, Lavoie.
I didn't have Janmark.
Okay. But so like just me rattling off those 10. Like, I think Lavoie and Ryan should be like 13th, 14th forwards, not counted in your core group of 12.
Ryan's definitely in your extras.
Yeah. So like,
sure. But then just to keep going on that, you subtract the 2.75 from Fogle. So with my calculations, you said how much the cap could go up? Sorry.
3 mil.
That's the max.
I think so.
Okay. So let's just say it goes up 2. So then you have 5 million in cap space.
Just because you're
saying
wrong.
In a hypothetical,
you get four players. You're not getting anyone good then.
But they said that they wanted low cost in veteran players to fill out the bottom. They don't need to do anything to the top six.
But if then your top six is who? McDavid, Draisaitl, Hyman, Kane, Nuge, and
Jonathan.
Like a JVR or a Connor Brown or someone like that.
Those aren't low cost. Those are 2 to 3 million bucks.
That's low cost.
But when you only have 5 million to get four forwards, that's high cost. Because then you're
5 million to get two. Yeah, but last season they went into the season with 12 forwards.
I would hope they're planning a little bit better than that.
I don't think they are.
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe they're going to go with 12-7 and run a 21-man roster to start the year.
I mean, they did it for most of the season. Yeah. It seems very likely that they're going to spend as much money as they can and just put 20 players on the roster and say, well, hopefully James Hamlin can come up when we need him.
Hopefully.
You still got, I guess Borgo is probably a little, bring him up in a replacement situation, it'd be interesting to see how he handles it. Off the top of my head, other guys down there that are ready to come up and make some sort of splash. I don't know if there really is. You got the Tulios.
Point is, it's very tight.
But it's going to be like that. Yeah. It's always going to be, up until the cap starts going up. Until the cap starts going up, it's gonna be very tight. It's gonna be
tight.
It's not gonna be comfortable with the GM, that's for sure.
Whoever it may be.
Ooh. Are you still on this, Steve Seos?
You were saying like down the line, like going forward.
I mean, we got Operation No Green Bananas going on this summer.
Yeah.
This time next year, obviously, is somebody else. When that move gets made, who knows?
Real quick before we move on to the next stuff, you're talking about the top six. Do we acknowledge the Nuge trade rumors from Boston?
No.
Frank came on Owen every day today and was like, what? Think of that. Like, even think of it from Boston's perspective. Everyone's sitting there being like, they have to trade Taylor Hall. They can't sign Bertuzzi. Like, they can't afford to do anything this summer, but they're going to spend and get a $5 million forward. Makes no sense. Why would the Oilers trade him? Makes no sense. Why would the Oilers trade a 100-point player for Matt Grizzlick? Also makes no sense.
It's funny how they just keep throwing Linus Ullmark in this trade too.
Yeah.
And the, which would just give the Oilers three goaltenders. Like, Jack Campbell does not go the other way in this deal either.
Yeah. I say you play all three of them at the same time. Nobody's doing that.
At least two.
But also, why would Boston trade Linus Ullmark for Ryan Nugent-Hopkins?
Exactly.
None of this makes any sense. None of it is based in reality. It's...
By the way, just because I kind of figured you would say that since I brought it up, this same blog where a lot of this started from also suggested that the Bruins just try and trade for Leon Draisaitl.
Yeah, they said the Bruins have inquired, right? That's what their sources told them.
Well, okay, I mean, listen, if I'm a GM of any team, I'm probably calling too. If the fact that anyone's going to say anything back would actually be impressive. But like, did they get any followers? Did people listen to this?
I don't know.
It's
we're talking about
like newspaper reporters in Boston.
It's a part of me.
Like Jimmy Murphy. They're
former newspaper reporters. Now they do online blogging.
It's this big fad.
It's this fad called blogging. See,
I don't think it's going to stick around.
If this internet thing takes off, you might see more of it. See,
I don't think it has the staying power that it needs. I just don't think it's going to be around too long.
You just can't beat the feeling of a newspaper in your hands, and that'll never go away.
So the website is called Bruins Nation. Go check it out.
Shit.
Right. It's just us running a Bruins site, but all we know to write about is Oilers stuff. So we keep linking them to the Oilers. Mm-hmm. What do the Bruins need? Probably Nuge.
What I said on Better Late Than Never is I get why a blog like that would take a shot at a Canadian market because it's easy. It's easy.
But does it not get like interactions because it eventually gets out to the Canadian eyeballs and they're like,
it's exactly it.
Yeah.
It's exactly what it is.
No one's ever clickbaited it before this website, though.
Nope.
Never. This is the first time it's ever happened.
I've never heard of it before.
No one's ever made up.
99 days left till the season starts. Here's a picture of Warren Sapp.
I asked my buddy Frank Saraval before we got on the podcast, and he told me that nobody's ever done any fake things.
Saraval, that's the guy who wrote Saraval. Yes. Yes. The Tage Thompson for a fifth round pick rumor.
Yes.
I'll take he some salam on that pizza.
Yeah, blue check mark. Sheet. Blue check mark told me that's Frank Saraval.
I do like Frank Saraval. And Hank Saravalli too.
Hank Saraval.
You know? Anyway, let us know what you think. Going back to the delicious debate, we're wrapping it up. Hit us up, Owen Radio Podcast. Kulak, Fogle, CC Yamo. Those are your numbers. Those are your names. You got to order them. 1 to 4. Liam, just asking you real quick. How many of those four are back?
2.
And bottom two gone, in your opinion?
I think so.
Although your list was different than mine. Dan, how many of those four are back?
This is incorrect.
I think that all of them are back. Personally, I don't even think Yamamoto gets dealt this offseason. I think it'd be a season move myself.
They'll buy him out if they don't trade him.
What's the, okay, I know everyone keeps talking about it. What's the...
Let's talk about it.
Yeah, what's the breakdown on this here?
So here is why buying out Kyler Yamamoto makes sense.
Here we go.
Because of his age, he falls under different buyout rules. So he's
24 years old.
Yeah, so usually when a player's getting bought out, it's 2/3 of their cap hit spread out for double the time.
Yeah.
Yamamoto is a 1/3 buyout rule.
1/3 of, so he's $1 million.
Spread it over 2 years.
So he's 500. So he.
433 this coming year, 533 the year after.
Saves us. Oh, interesting.
Saves you 2.66 this coming year, 533K penalty next summer when again, cap should go up. That shouldn't sting all too much. Having $2.4 million in dead cap space isn't ideal. I still think some team will look at it.
I do too.
Like Chicago 100%. Or Arizona.
Dude, we saw this already.
We're going to get
a couple months ago. He made the trade.
100%. So this is what I think is going to happen is another Yamamoto situation. Old Oscar Pistorius.
Oscar.
Cam wrote about, I don't know what his actual name is.
Patrick Pistola.
Hey. The Oilers rights ran out yesterday. So he is now a free agent. That's what I'm expecting the Yamamoto trade to be.
100%.
But it was kind of like Puljujarvi for Ekholm, if you think about it.
Yep.
Remember when we did that whole thing with the Hall for Larson?
It's Hall for Larson and Lucic.
And Puljujarvi. And now Puljujarvi's turned into Pastula, who kind of turned into Ekholm, I think. Or Jaden Grubb. One of the two.
J Groups, they call him.
J Groups.
J Rubby. No G, silent.
Would you buy out Kyle Yamamoto? I can't see that there's not a trade for someone that would take him.
Yeah, you'd have to go through the trade possibilities first, and I'm fairly certain there's a trade.
Because Frank thinks that the Oilers may have to add on to that.
And I don't agree with that either, because of the Puljujärvi trade. You already saw what it was able to happen that way. We just got to pull another one of those. And yeah, give us some name of some guy who's not going to sign. That's cool. We don't really care. Yeah. We don't need that extra name anymore. We need the cap space.
We don't want the dead money. I think, and it'll be the sexy thing in every market to be like, trade them to Chicago. But like, come on. Chicago needs someone.
They need players.
Arizona needs guys. And like,
he's 24. They need the cap floor.
He's 24 and he has a 20 goal season under his belt.
Yeah.
I traded him to Chicago in my trade.
You did.
Yeah.
In Liam's world, the deal's done.
For a fourth in 2025, which was the Rangers.
If they got a pick for Yamamoto, I would be very thrilled. Like if you somehow got a fourth in like next year's draft that you could use at next deadline, or a third, whoo, I'd be happy.
A third is probably getting a little
aggressive. Yeah, I'm sorry.
What?
Well, that's okay. I'm buying Lotto Max tickets on my way to work today. So yeah, I still think that trade can happen.
There you go.
Outside of Chicago, where else could he end up?
Seattle.
It makes sense because the storyline's there. But like, I always think about it like, okay, we draw the connection and like Yamamoto would sure, he'd love to play there. I'm sure the marketing department in Seattle would be like, hell yeah. Is the GM Ron Francis going to bring in a guy who's probably a little overpaid just to be like from Seattle? Huh?
Why not?
Toronto does it all the time.
Yeah, with guys who make like 800K.
Oh, Mr. Tavares makes a fair amount more than that.
He bought a lot of pajamas, man.
He did. Two pairs for every day of the week.
Mm-hmm. Daytime he changes pajamas midway through the night.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I saw his house, by the way.
Yo, you drove past it?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Ryan O'Reilly? Who is it?
John Tavares.
Oh, I don't know why I said Ryan O'Reilly.
Yeah, I didn't see him wearing his pajamas. To be fair, he wasn't outside, though.
How'd you know it was his house?
I was with friend of the nation, friend of everyone, very handsome man, Eric Johnson.
Ah. Mm-hmm.
They live in the same neighborhood.
Oh,
yeah. Interesting.
Cool. Yeah. I thought maybe there was like a sign on the, like his name bar.
Yeah.
Over the garage or
Tavares.
10-year deal or whatever it was. It wasn't a 10-year deal. You know what annoys me?
A bunch of things probably.
Toronto. Yeah, it really does a lot of things, but preemptively before hot and cold performers, when you say thing as a, what I felt was a very clear joke and people be like, oh, happens on Friday late than ever all the time. I was making fun of Brad Treliving going to Toronto and saying that he was going to trade Austin Matthews for brown bananas. And people were like, he traded Kachuk because Kachuk wanted to go. I was like, I know that, man.
Well, maybe Austin wants out.
Let me have fun. Maybe.
Go talk to Jay about that. He's itching to discuss.
Before we get to what happened in Toronto, we got touched on Jaden Grubby. Interesting trade for me because Gregor reported he wasn't going to sign with the New York Rangers. Oilers sent a fifth round pick in this year's draft, meaning they only have three picks as of right now, to the New York Rangers, signed Jaden Grubby a little bit later. I heard you talking about it on Oilers Nation every day. What were your thoughts on it, Tyler?
Well, I'm not like a big prospect guy, and I usually don't try to be. So I reached out to Stephen Ellis from dailyfaceoff.com. He watches a lot of hockey. And I said, you know anything about Jaden Grubby? Hit Ellis with a little you up text. And he said, Grubby was the best unsigned prospect available, in my opinion. He had an explosive regular season, but his play was taken up to another level during the playoffs. He has a good shot, but you'll notice his passing first. He's a rare 3-year captain in the Dubs, someone the team clearly valued. Smart defensive center with a good 6'3" frame.
What's his, where's he playing next year? Is he Baco?
Yeah, he just wrapped
it. Yeah, he's out.
Yeah, so he's
Edmonton Oilers. Pencil him in. Draft, let's go.
Draft plus two then? This was a draft plus two.
He was a third round pick. So the Oilers gave up a fifth to get a guy who was a third.
I was surprised because I know you said it in jest earlier off the jump, but like I was surprised to see people complain, even though people complain about everything, just because why wouldn't you take a flyer on somebody that developed for an extra 2 years, more of a complete player? They need forwards in Bakersfield.
Yeah. And also like,
especially right shot ones. And like defensive
people be like, the Oilers are in their window. They got to push to win a Stanley Cup. Okay. Jaden Grubb is a lot closer to helping you than whoever you pick in the fifth round.
That's always the thing when you trade a draft pick for a warm body. Like, you have to remind yourself that, like, the Rangers just essentially said, hey, Edmonton, with the benefit of hindsight of the last 3 years of Grubb's career, would you like him for a fifth pick in the 3 years previous? Yeah. Like, and Edmonton says yes every time because you get a quantifiable person that is 3 years closer to being able to play hockey for you.
But he also went through, like, that whole COVID thing, right? He had, like, interrupted seasons and stuff. And we've already taken a bit of a flyer on one of those that's projecting right now to be a I don't know if a steal, but a very smart move, right? And when it comes to Matvei, so I don't see why not. If you like him, let's go for it.
In 64 games played with the Red Deer Rebels, Jaden Grubbe registered 18 goals, 49 assists, and 67 points in the playoffs. 12 games played, he had 2 goals, 14 assists for 16 points.
So I read that he was more of a defensive centerman. Was that what his job was in Red Deer?
He was,
as a defensive guy in the dub, putting up those points, I think that's probably a pretty good thing.
Isn't Red Deer a Sutter team too?
Yes, they are.
So
after they played, he had to go work on the farm.
I think, and I think everybody that plays on a Sutter team is defensive.
Whether he wants to or not.
Yeah, I don't think they have an option.
Well, was Nuge? I'm sure they owned him back when Nuge was there, no?
Ooh, good question.
Yes. I'm pretty sure they've just always kind of owned the Red Deer Rebels.
Yeah.
I believe he was their second line center, which might be wrong, but their first line, at least, could be wrong. There's a guy, they have a guy called King as well. He's really, really good. Yeah, Anaheim Ducks pick. And a couple of years ago, it was him and a gentleman who now plays, I think his name was Baines, who plays for the Vancouver Canucks. So I think Grubb is
Bane? Kind of always Bane? Been the bad guy. Fucking hell.
Let me double check.
He'll get you.
We're going to need some more toughness over here, I think.
He'll be good. Like, Grubb will be good.
I don't mind at all trading a fifth round pick for a player that's got a little bit of development under his belt. He's making the leap to the pro ranks. Yeah, I don't mind it at
100%.
All.
There were some people on Twitter also being like, oh, like the Rangers didn't want him and the others just like picked up the garbage. It's like, do you ever consider Grubb maybe didn't want to play for the Rangers? Like, he's the one who has to sign that contract.
Isn't that how Adam Fox got?
It happens more with college players because they can't sign until they want to leave college anyway.
Yeah.
But with WHL players, it can happen every now and then too. And I'd be curious to know. But he's from Calgary, played in Red Deer, and now he's an Edmonton Oiler.
It was funny watching people going like, "Oh, they still got to sign him. They're not going to get him done before tomorrow."
Obviously,
they're making this trade. This contract is very easy to sign. I'm fairly certain.
Yeah, it's just like essentially these are Mad Libs. You just kind of swap in names, swap out names.
Yeah, exactly. You're wet. Yeah. Drafting when and what position? All right, here you go. There's your contract.
UFC 289. Let's talk about it. The UFC returns to Canada for the first time in almost 4 years, going to Vancouver on Saturday, June 10th at the Rogers Arena, headlined by Nunes versus Aldana. As we learned on Oilers Nation every day today, UFC stands for
Mixed Martial Arts.
Correct.
Ding, 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 ding. UFC 289 is headlined by the highly anticipated women's bantamweight championship between Amanda Nunes and the number 5th ranked contender, Irene Aldana. Excited about this fight?
6 Canadians on the card as well.
Yeah, a lot of them, including Mike Mallott, who is doing
a hit with
almost like Trump. A press tour throughout Trump. The Nation Trump. Network podcast. Yes.
He's hopping on Dropping the Gloves. So like him and John Scott are going to talk about fighting, which I think is cool as hell.
I think he's doing Leafs Morning Take, I believe, with as well. Rosie, so I'm looking forward to him talking to Rosie about scraps as well.
Mm-hmm. UFC Canada, they always put on a good show and they always make sure that there's Canadian content on the card. That's nice.
That is one thing I like when the UFC does is when they go to different places, they make sure there's talent from that place on the card. They were just in England. They did it. Canada, obviously, when they went to Brazil, I think it was like a full Brazilian card too.
Is the commissioner currently the former CFL commissioner still of UFC Canada?
Dana White?
No, UFC Canada has its own commissioner too. I believe it's a former CFL commissioner. I don't want to say Trestman because that's not the name.
Trestman.
The other one. It's another one.
The Montreal Alouettes head coach?
No, yeah.
While Tyler's looking that up, the co-main event will see former lightweight champion and number one contender Charles Oliva take on surging number 4, Beniel Dariush. Get your tickets if you're Vancouver. Get the pay-per-view. It's a cool event. It's pretty neat that we're advertising the UFC. I think it's cool as fuck.
It is pretty epic. I love the UFC. I'm not like a diehard, but I know. I watched the main ones.
When there's a good fight, they're usually a really good
fight. They're really good. There was one when we had the Nation Party.
Yep.
It was Leon Edwards versus Usman. That was on in the afternoon. It was, yeah, it was delightful.
Oh, that's true. Right after the game was over. That's right. There was,
that was a big one.
I was distracted by the Grey Cup walking in randomly.
Yes, it did do that.
The Grey Cup on its own.
Mm-hmm. Came in with a champion.
Yep.
Yes, did.
Ricky?
Justin
Sorensen?
No, not Ricky Ray.
Oh.
Close.
Sorensen.
Sorry.
No, unfortunately, Ricky did not make it that
day. No, Ricky.
Damn it.
A few years ago.
Ricky. First, no pinball in Toronto. Now, no Ricky.
God damn it. Although, Ricky Ray was on the Elk social media the other day because Hunter, the mascot,
deserves to be in the Hall of Fame.
Is trying to get into the Mascot Hall of Fame. So I believe you can go vote for that online.
Which is even funnier because Punter's not our first mascot.
No? They is it the polar bear?
Nanook. Nanook.
Is that what it is? Yeah.
Yeah, Nanook.
Well, what is Punter? That was the first one?
What is Punter?
Nanook was our first most recent. Sorry, yeah, the oldest one that we have right now. You're right. There was a... Was there another punter?
I'm fairly certain that if you go back to when we were like children, or at least when I was a child and some of you guys weren't born yet, it was still like the football, whatever punter you want to call Homer. Homer was the trappers and he came out to some Elves games. And I'm fairly certain, and I don't remember his name. It could have been punter at the time. I don't know. Maybe as maybe his uncle. I really don't know. And then Nanook came in like, I want to say the mid-90s when they started doing like our balls are bigger type of stuff.
Yes. 1996.
Well,
classic CFL.
Radically Canadian marketing.
Hey, and the balls are the same size now.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. That was a short-lived marketing.
Experience. Wait. I got a question. Did ours get smaller or theirs get bigger?
Ours got smaller.
Rifle. NFL, radiation.
So. Yeah.
Ours went to the end zone.
Standing next to the
microwave. Because we always had our phones in our pockets.
Hate to break this to everyone, but the voting pops in the is microwave. Over.
Ready?
Fuck.
The voting ended May 27th.
Damn it.
But hold on. Do we have a result yet? Well,
no results. Mark your calendars, folks. June 23rd, we will find out.
The ballots? The people that counted the Alberta election ballots?
All right, hottest election take, go.
Nonsense.
Yeah.
Gotta wait.
A couple of contestants here. Bailey from the LA Kings. Blitz, Seattle Seahawks.
Is Bailey in every debate?
This is a big Hall of Fame.
This is the Mascot Hall of Fame.
No disrespect to Punter. I don't think he belongs in this class.
He would be the first CFL mascot to enter the Hall of Fame.
Mascot Hall of Fame.
The Mascot Hall of Fame.
Okay, I might cry the day Hunter gets in.
Hunter deserves it.
Somebody on
Hunter rules.
Hunter does not get enough credit.
The thing that he was doing in the playoffs that I enjoyed every time he did it, where he was sitting at the top of a handrail and slid all the way down. Yeah. I loved it every time.
Here's a little thing. When a mascot gets put in, is there something for the person in the suit?
Do you have to stand like there and accept your little diploma as Hunter?
Saying. Oh, as Hunter, 100%.
I bet you they bring in every single performer that's ever worked in that suit.
That would be emotional.
It would be.
For who?
For the people who dedicate their lives to the craft, Liam.
I like how we're doing those on stage.
Every single
Who's
mascot.
Buying tickets for this?
Every single mascot has to have
tickets, like, you ask?
Lineage.
Let's have a look.
Fuck, I'll lose it if you tell me there's tickets.
There is.
There's tickets available. Where is this Hall of Fame also?
One step at a time.
Actually, you look up tickets. I'll look up where this hall
parts
is.
Unknown.
Only $10.
Whoa! Well,
obviously, but if where?
If it is in Whiting, Indiana.
Who do you email for press passes?
Yeah, Mascot Hall of Fame.
Oh, socks must be worn in the sport court.
That's too bad.
In bold, by the way.
What the fuck?
I have a bunch, all of them up on stage.
Oh, the Ohio State guys in there.
Time?
I like it.
Hall of Fame.
Socks must be worn in the sport court.
If you're a member, also $10.
You be a member.
You can buy an adult.
If you're a member, you got to pay to get back in.
The membership is exactly the same as the regular adult admission.
So you might as well sign up to be a member.
Might as well.
How much is a membership?
It's closed on Sundays and Mondays except members.
All right, Liam, no cheating.
Oh, good.
Okay.
How many NHL mascots do you think are in the Mascot Hall of Fame?
Can you show us that picture again?
Nope.
In the Hall of Fame?
Yep. We got 32 teams.
When did it start?
I don't have access to that information.
Basketball.
There's only, the NHL, they don't have a lot of
trying to think of a
standout.
Bailey would have been one of my guesses if I'm being honest.
Bailey got like involved in the internet a little while, a couple of years ago. And I think that's where it is.
In 2012.
Obviously, came
popular. Gritty doesn't have the service time.
Yeah,
No.
Stanley C. Panther, not well known enough. Victor E. Green is a relatively new mascot. Hunter's pretty new. I don't think they
just
were.
Just for the record, he's ripping this off his head right now. He's not reading anything.
I don't think they respect. Oh, Yuppie's probably in.
Yuppie's there.
I don't think they respect the Canadian markets enough for Carlton. The bear.
What about Harvey the Hound?
I don't think they respect Canadian markets enough.
Harvey the Hound has got a
Sparky the Dragon, the Islanders mascot. That's a coin flip. I don't think.
How do you know this many mascots?
There's some story there with the AHL behind the scenes there. So
I'm gonna guess one.
I'm gonna go with like three or four, only because two were like caught in like a fiery hula hoop, and they deserve to go in after that.
SJ Sharkey, he had his incident from the thing. Wild Wing in Anaheim,
yeah, hanging from the rafters.
How do you know this many mascots off the top of your head?
I had to Google it.
I'm looking at his computer right now. It has nothing about mascots.
Oh, I looked him up.
Oh my lord!
Bowie in Seattle.
What's your guess?
One, just Yuppie.
Three or four.
My guess is Blades the Bruin.
Is not UP like an expo first?
Yeah, but UP, I think he got in.
Oh, the only NHL mascots in the Mascot Hall of Fame is, you guys nailed it, UP is one. Tommy Hawk is Tommy the Hawk. Second.
Is that because he fought a fan once?
That was a great scrap, too.
It was.
Great scrap.
Just about
did UP go in as an NHLer?
Yeah, what hat's he wearing in the Hall of Fame?
I don't think he wears the NHL hat. He's got to wear
the class of 2019. Class of 2019 wearing a Habs jersey.
Wow. Did he go? You should scroll back and see if he went in as an expo.
Kind of like Vladimir Guerrero Jr. going into the hall as an angel, not an expo.
I'm pretty sure the Mascot Hall of Fame is like fairly recent, like the last 10 years.
Not a long-standing history of excellence at this Hall of Fame.
History of the Hall of Fame.
They have a vision. They have values.
Don't we all?
What the fuck are their values?
You want to know the values?
Yes.
No history.
No history.
The values is an acronym for mascot. One,
mixed martial arts.
Making memories that last a lifetime. Two, assisting individuals in being the best they can. S, showcase the unique space filled with fun, play, and learning. C, celebrating mascots' positive impact on communities across the country. O, operate a fiscally sound organization. T, to inspire learning and creative thinking.
Remember when Gritty shoved that kid?
Yeah, I don't think Gritty's getting in based on any of these.
No, Gritty,
Gritty's a black sheep.
How could Punter be a
Gritty ball? Doesn't allow any of these values into his life.
No. Gritty.
The CFL is not fiscally responsible.
See that thing that the Denver Nuggets, the business model of the CFL won't allow their mascots to get in. The Denver Nuggets mascots raking in like $650K this year.
I saw that.
I got a question. Now this is related to mascots, but not sports mascots. So they do an award every year for the corporate best use of brand, it's called. Mm-hmm. So this involves a brand which uses a mascot. It'll give you a clue. It is a commercial.
What's
Tony the Tiger's got this thing on lock 8 years ago.
Let's not forget, this is only 2022.
Based on what's the we're looking for the number one mascot?
Mascot usage in a commercial.
The mascot usage.
Oh, I got it right now.
Geico.
I'm going to say the fucking horse.
No.
Oh, they're coming for us.
That's a fire truck.
The fire trucks are here. The boys are down here. Oh, they're threading the needle too. Watch this driving, Liam. Watch this driving.
He's tight. Toit.
We've got Pump 5 coming through Riverdale. They're driving through there. Wow, they just thread the needle between all those parked cars.
Bus drivers take notes.
Professionals.
The Nation truck has a nice red stripe on it now, though. That's awesome.
The Edmonton Fire Department are professionals.
You guys are all wrong with the Matt. It's got the Michelin man.
That's a good guess.
No,
great guess.
What?
Not the Michelin man.
Or Budweiser.
And he's a commercial.
Yeah, I thought Clydesdale, the horse,
but I'm saying Geico.
The Count Chocula guy.
Toucans.
It is Geico.
Whoa! Wow, Dan nailed it.
Oh, you're
the Gecko from Geico.
But you got to think that's a mascot that everybody just knew.
Yeah, the mascot that I would think recent. Of the most.
I mean, Michelin man's been around three times the Geico's age.
And in my heart, all I think about is a little Taco Bell dog.
Oh,
back in the 90s.
Rest in peace.
Yo Quiero Taco Bell.
Well, Fido Dido.
Fido Dido is great. 7-Up.
But the nice thing is with Taco Bell mascots is they use them after their death.
Oh, how dare you.
Bro, that's how messed up.
Dare you.
That's so fucked up.
I'd like to welcome our next sponsor, Taco Bell.
I
wish it was.
Yeah, maybe we can get the Mascot Hall of Fame on for a quick
sponsorship like UFC too.
I could have an interview with the mascot. We could bring in all the mascots from this.
I want to talk to the director of this Hall of Fame. Like, who's doing this?
Well, there is an option to support.
Can you send an email?
Can you become a member, please?
Yeah,
we will contact us. Somebody. We will put them on the podcast. We'll put them on all the podcasts under the umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
Waiting.
Open Tuesdays for field trips only.
But
well, that's an option.
Our guy's got to be in.
Yep. We need Hunter in there. We need
politics, baby. This is how politics work.
It's right next to Sweet Secrets by Victoria.
Where is this?
In Iowa.
It's in a mall?
Well, that is not surprising.
You got to start small.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's a massive standalone building.
Good Lord.
Oh my God.
That's huge.
You thought that was a shopping mall.
Well, I mean, it's a Hall of Fame tile.
Oh, this is where Mascot University is.
Mascot U.
I'll send an email.
Yep, Liam's on it.
The Royals mascot is fucking yoked. Good Lord, what's his gym?
Fanatic?
Look at that dude, man.
He's jacked up.
Who's Smokey?
Since we're talking about mascots, who's your all-time favorite mascot?
Punta.
I don't know if anyone caught that, but that was good.
I'm a big Homer guy.
I was going to say Homer is the first mascot I really remember.
I have a trapper's pennant at my house that has Homer's signature on it. And he used to take the thing from you, then he'd suck it up in the ball, and then it would come out signed.
What was the question?
Favorite mascot.
Well, I'm going to give it to Hunter today. But if we go over my entire career, I think the one that stands out the most, my career, my life, is
body work.
Philly Fanatic.
Yeah, Philly Fanatic's great.
What about Mr. Met? He always seems to be getting in some shit, and he's got a wife. So, I mean, shout out to him.
Yeah.
How many other mascots are getting some?
He's pulling.
Yeah, but like the Suns gorilla, that guy does
like a full
flip and drains the bucket.
Yeah, he's crazy.
The Bulls mascot I always liked in the 90s when I was a big Bulls guy.
Benny the Bull.
I like the Washington Nationals sausage race of the presidents. Mm.
If Montreal gets a baseball team again, what's up with Yuppie? Does he...
Probably gets a pay increase and less vacation jersey? Time.
The seasons, right? They alternate. Yeah. That's why they did it.
Yeah, but he needs an off season.
Nope. Ain't look no days off for Yuppie.
Look at Mariner Moose. He got broke both his ankles one day.
And then they got fired.
On the rollerblades behind the ATV.
Yeah. And that person got let go.
Well, they had to drag him off the field first. Literally drag him off the field first.
I love
that. Well, should we step aside for a quick break here?
All right.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So I wrote my email.
Kev,
you want to read it for us?
I just said, good afternoon. I'm contacting you from Edmonton, and I wondered if anyone would like to join us on our hockey podcast. We would like to talk about the history of mascots, the history of the Mascot Hall of Fame, along with this year's induction ceremony.
Okay.
Already tell them we spent about 10 minutes talking about this place?
Arguably 10 minutes.
Should I mention that? Say you can go back and listen to episode 200. Yeah, no,
break it
down.
Maybe wait till it's done so you can get the exact timing of this.
Timestamps and stuff, yeah.
Here is an example of our latest podcast. If you listen at between this and this, we spend a lot of time.
Send them a corrupt file so they can actually hear it.
Diving into the whole world of mascots.
Next week, we're sponsored by Mascot U.
I'll throw Punter in there as well to try and get him a little bit. Yeah.
Attach a bunch of pictures of Edmonton mascots.
Yeah.
Okay.
You should say Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, world.
Yeah, they always need that world. Clarity.
I'll put A, B.
All right. I have a word association for today, if anyone cares.
Of course we do. One thing I want to mention to you, and I think this is a podcast provider issue. When we pause for the middle ad, they're not actually playing. So I got DMs.
Hey, they're out.
Does this go dark?
Go silent?
Yeah, go silent. So I got DMs yesterday being like, is this just a bit you guys are doing where Liam says good ad and there's not actually an ad?
Yes.
In the room. Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
in the room. I think it might be a podcast provider issue.
Yeah. That's what I think. Yeah. It's just something that we have to bring up. And now I've sent it to the producer.
But it is kind of funny, but kind of a funny
bit. It's a great bit. I would do it for the rest of our lives.
When we do
the,
Should we pause for a pod break right now?
Only one.
When we start doing the show live, people will start to see that it's kind of like an in-room thing.
Yeah. It's all good.
Are we going live?
I don't see why not.
Getting back to the NHL here for a little bit while Liam's finishing up that email to the Mascot Hall of Fame. News in hockey. Brad Treliving moved from Calgary to Toronto this week. Interesting move.
I think he's going to just run it back. Same crew. Give himself a year to kind of get the lay of the land and get a feel for everything.
We call that the Shirelli.
Yeah.
Should have been his AGM in my opinion.
Why not? I think Treliving brings back the same group. Same old in Toronto next year.
Yeah, I don't think he can make a move yet. But I know everybody wants to like pump his tires for whatever, but
for what though?
He had no success.
Brad?
Yeah.
He went Jim Plenty.
Dude, every year at the beginning of the season, all the pundits will tell you how good Calgary is. And they're they're the best at this, they have the best defense in the league, blah, 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 whatever the hell it is. And then what happens come April, May.
The interesting thing about looking at Toronto among cap friendly right now is they only have 7 forwards signed for next year. You got a lot of work to do.
They'll get Nick Robertson back. He'll be an 8th on league min. 40 million.
He's got, the Leafs have all UFAs to deal with except for Samsonov and Victor Mete. The rest is all UFAs.
They got a chance to retool the bottom parts of their roster here. It's interesting.
How much money
do
they have?
They do every year. Mm-hmm.
They have got.
Isn't that what fucking Dubas did at the deadline this year? 37 trades.
Yeah.
Projected cap space of $9 million.
The difference for Trey Living.
What's Bunting take? 8.2?
They could buy out TJ Brody, and he's got this super weird buyout where he's a $0 cap hit next year if they buy him out.
Weird.
How is this allowed?
I don't know.
That's one thing I don't understand with buyouts. How is there so many different ways to do it? How is it just not? Yeah, if you buy him out, you pay.
Well, I don't mind the age category.
Yeah, that one's fine, but that one's weird as fuck.
But yeah, I need a little explanation on this, please.
So the year after they pay him,
TJ Brody's 32.
34.
Cap friendly. Come on.
I think
I was gonna say Liam pulled out that age without looking at it.
June 7th, 1990. Let's do the math on it. It's almost his birthday. Happy birthday, TJ Brody. Here's your buyout.
Yeah, TJ Brody is a free buyout. He's $0 against the cap this coming year and then $2.5 million penalty the year after instead of his $5 million cap hit this year. I'd be looking to buy that guy out.
Me too.
Although 2.5 in dead space is a lot when you got Austin Matthews needs a contract. William Nylander also needs a contract. He's not playing for 6-9 next year.
Nope.
Or year after.
Isn't that guy in jail?
William Nylander?
William Nylander?
6-9?
Oh, no, he's out.
So oh, no, he's out. He snitched. Yeah, he's out.
Snitched. He's out.
Yeah. If you're following along with Tekashi 6'9", he's out.
What a story he said. I am.
People are going to think we just do this pod like hammered most of the time.
The other thing that happened, great trolling, by the way, from the Penguins was announcing fantastic. Kyle Dubas as their new Poho 30 minutes before the Treliving press conference. I loved it.
So is that where Chirelli goes in?
That's the thing. They don't have a GM.
Yeah.
Like everyone's just throwing all this shade at Kyle Dubas and like Pittsburgh. Like, well, you got a promotion. Like he didn't go anywhere as a general manager. Cause there was another quote that like he'll either be in Toronto to be the GM or nowhere.
I don't know if you put the GM part on there, he but didn't he's like, it's either Toronto or nowhere.
Or taking a year off. Yeah.
Okay.
But I think that kind of goes out the window when your former boss really kind of,
oh yeah, definitely
rips you apart on your way out the door. Like that was kind of trashy.
Yeah. I loved it.
I loved it too. Cause I love the drama.
But another guy too, that I'm sorry. Like, yes, everybody says he's great and this, that, the other thing in his time there, he has one
Rick. They want to
win in the second round.
They want a playoff round. That's huge for that franchise.
I agree with you. I think he'll be a good Poho though.
But based on what?
I don't know. He did do some good things in Toronto. He's a young guy, so you'd imagine he's learned some lessons. Like, I don't think he's someone who's like stuck in his ways or anything like that.
Who is he brings in John Chyka?
I think it'll be Jason Spezza and Cam Lawrence.
Cam Lewis?
Mm-hmm.
Coombsy?
That's why he hasn't been at the office all day.
That makes sense. Ah,
we're going to lose Coombsy?
The Penguins.
Fuck.
Yeah, it's been extra quiet.
Inside.
Don't tell anybody.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. Pittsburgh's such an intriguing job because there's so many good things, but so many.
You're at
more
the point
things.
Where you used to like make some.
You're going to have to make some
terrible decisions.
You've got some guys in there where your core is an old core.
And do you?
And how
the last
loyal
guy
are you
would have probably let
guys?
Them ride into the sunset and kind of do the whole Ken Hall in Detroit thing, right? Where you whatever. But now the new guy comes in. Does he do the? Well, I don't know who Malkin is. Like I.
Nah, he'll
I know him by name.
Not after Dubas' comments about wanting to talk to Crosby and that changed his opinion about things. I think.
Yeah, but you talked to Crosby. Like, Sid, do you want to sit here with, like, do you want to stay on this old ass team or do you want to have one more go at it?
I bet he likes, I bet he just enjoys the.
I think he wants the win, so there's no chance.
It's going to be interesting because.
But they're not going to win with the way their team is set up right now.
Sid's
got two
more years.
You're done.
Sid's got two more years. Where's Malkin?
He has like 5 more years, hasn't he?
Malkin's got 3 more years.
Letang is the one with more.
Letang is the one that's freshly signed. He's got 5 years left.
And what does he end up doing? That dude's had some serious health issues lately.
Yeah.
I feel like
I get he gets back on the ice again, which is crazy in my mind. But
Tristan Jarry, UFA. It's not going to be an easy offseason in Pittsburgh.
I have 2 predictions.
Go ahead.
Samsonov to Pittsburgh. And Patrick Kane to Pittsburgh.
Patrick Kane's not playing for like 5 months.
Yeah, he just had hip surgery.
YOLO.
That's right there, at the press conference too. Like, Dubas, you know he's not playing for YOLO.
YOLO.
Yep.
And just walks off.
I could see Samsonov going there. They're not signing an aging Patrick Kane. There's no way.
What if Sid likes him?
What if they want to be the oldest team in the NHL? Like Sid's 35, Malkin's 36.
Reminds me of that meme of like me. Oh man, I'm in my mid 30s, prime of my life, sports announcer. And here comes a 33-year-old, a medical miracle. He's able to move.
Dude, tell me about it. Tomorrow is my 20-year high school reunion.
And you're sitting here being like, Sidney Crosby can't play hockey at 35.
Old fuck. Even though I'm older than you.
It's me next year.
Yeah, I do my 20-year reunion. It's so funny. We're going to a dive bar. That's where the organizers, I didn't organize shit. They put it in this dive bar. So me and my buddies were like, yeah, we're going to go. We're going to go. Should we just like cab there? We're like, nah, stretch limo.
Yes.
Why not?
So that's what we did. We got a massive fucking limo.
Reasonably cheap for what you would think.
Like actually not as cheap as we were hoping just because it's grad season.
Last summer, me and my friends went to an Elks game and we were going to book an Uber and it was like $80 or we could book a limo and it was $100.
I have a crew of 12 going to Nickelback. We have a limo.
Yes.
We're like, it's going to be way cheaper.
Yeah. It's way
better. It rules.
Yeah.
It's even if you spend an extra $20, man, honestly,
I have a question for you about that. I don't know if you want me asking you this on
go
the pod.
Do it.
How many people at this high school reunion are going to know your bag milk?
Everybody?
Oh, they will?
Oh, really?
Oh,
it's like a thing that gets passed around us.
Okay.
Like there's, I'm going to say half the dudes I graduated with are just massive Oilers fans.
So they figured it out.
Follow Oilers Nation.
Ah. Yeah, but you've been bagged milk for how long?
I've been bagged milk forever.
Yeah.
High school?
I was 19 when I came up with it. So yeah, just out of high school.
So happy 19-year anniversary, bagged milk.
Yep.
How, did you have a 10-year anniversary?
Yep.
I've always wondered if this was like a thing or just something they do in movies.
Yeah, we had a 10-year. It was interesting. It was I'm curious to see who shows up at this 20-year because there was
how
a
they
bunch
reach
of
out to everybody.
Sorry?
How they reach out to everybody? Facebook?
Of course. Yeah, Facebook.
That's what it's made for now.
Essentially what it is. Yeah. So for our 10-year, there was a bunch of people that didn't show up because they were just not feeling good about where they were at in their life kind of thing. So that was a big story from our 10-year that we were all talking about. I'm really looking forward to tomorrow. Because my buddies, we're rolling in there drunk. The event starts at 7.
We know him when he's drunk too. Yeah.
The event starts at 7. We're starting at 4.
Is it like at a bar you guys would drink at?
When we were in high school.
That's sick.
That's cool.
The only difference this time, my dad's not going to pick me up a stretch limo.
mine will be next year.
You're rolling a drunk. Maybe dad is going to have to pick you up a little bit for a stretch limo time.
You might have to.
Are we doing word association or not?
Yep. I also got Ask the Idiots and I got Hot and Cold Performers. Where do you want to go?
Let's do, I'm doing Stanley Cup final themed.
Tomorrow. Stanley Cup final start apparently.
Yep.
Never heard of them.
Not for me.
Check the TV guide.
Everybody else. What else you got, Tyler? What do we got?
So let's doing
word association for the Stanley Cup finals.
Yeah. So let's rattle through it all. Word association style, starting with bag milk coming all the way around to me. Just first word that comes into mind, this Stanley Cup final matchup.
Don't care.
Weird.
Interesting.
Who cares?
Warm. The image of Jack Eichel hosting the Stanley Cup.
I won't see it.
I will also not see it.
Uncomfortable.
Don't care.
Annoying. The image of Matt Tkachuk hoisting the Stanley Cup.
Hilarious.
Victory, I guess.
Plot twist.
Not upset.
Good. And your prediction?
It's got to be Panthers. I'm a Panthers guy right now, even though I'm not going to be watching it.
Panthers Nation. You like that?
I think a little chewy in there too.
I think Bobrovsky's done. It's Vegas in 5.
Oh, Dan.
I know. He's been a big Vegas guy forever.
He loves it.
Yeah, fuck him.
Yeah. I don't care. Like it's Florida wins, but yeah.
Panthers in 7.
Are you guys just like excited for a Panthers win or you just don't want
the Vegas?
I hate Vegas.
I care less.
That's my thing is like, I don't want either team to win, but
if it was up to me, this series would be canceled.
That's fair.
I actually thought
last round would be canceled.
Mm-hmm. The West was done. I thought Florida was just scrimmaging.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. There's your word association, Stanley Cup final themed.
Oh, we only got one?
There was 1, 2, 3, there was 4 questions in there.
It was.
Oh.
Not memorable, apparently.
So next week we'll do the more fun segment, which is Kennedy asking us quotes.
I do like
that. That was
segment.
A good segment.
Yeah. She said she had some.
Does she?
She's ready to go.
Saving them for next week.
All right.
I was 100%, by the way.
You were 100%. I was very bad. If you want to go to the Mascot Hall of Fame, there's one company that can help you get there. It's AMA Travel. You just tell them you want to go to Ohio.
Iowa.
Ohio is the NFL of Hall of Fame.
And they'll get you there. AMA Travel, they're going to help you out with all your off-season travel. There's everything you need. They just make life easy. Save on travel insurance, save on cruises, save on vacation packages, save on guided vacations and coaching tours, save on hotels, car rentals, attractions, and tickets, save on luggage, accessories, everything you need to travel. AMA Travel is there for you. Tyler, he was so scared about
his trip. You guys are getting one weird email come like Monday or Tuesday from AMA. Guys, what did you guys do? Like, we have so many people trying to go to Iowa right now. Like, what is happening?
Well, after Tyler decided he wanted to go to Seattle this summer, a little vacay for Tyler. He was very, very scared about going to Seattle. Very, very worried about the logistics, the planning, the hotels, all of that stuff. Thankfully, AMA Travel, they're just like, Tyler, don't worry, we got you. And they guided him, they helped him. And now he's going to have a carefree, enjoyable vacation. Isn't that right, Tyler?
100%. Going to cruise my way through Alberta and British Columbia, end up in Seattle. All my hotels are booked. So all I have to do is go to my AMA like account and they're all loaded up there nicely. So all my like reference numbers and stuff, it's a dream.
Dream.
It is a dream. Just like the dream that I have of asking you guys a couple of questions for Ask the Idiots.
Oh yeah.
That's what I got. I got 2 questions this week. We're going to keep it tight. Liam's right in front of me. So you're up first.
Here we go.
Bear with me. This is a long one. Are the actions by some teams of placing players on the LTIR before the playoffs, acquiring rentals with the saved cap space, and then having those players get reactivated just in time for the playoffs and a problem that the NHL needs to address? Does this just not equate to creative cheating?
I guess it is something they should look into, but I mean, if the doctor's writing it off, what is the NHL supposed to do, right? Like, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
Dan?
Unfortunately, that is the sentiment that kind of prevails here in these situations. And so, you know, if you're a team and you're not trying to find an edge anywhere you can, a little bit of gray area where you could operate in that might give you an advantage over another team, then you're probably not trying hard enough. So, you know, yes, the league should shut that loophole down, but you can't fault the teams for wanting to try and find those loopholes.
Rick?
I really don't care. I think it's blown out of proportion, even though the fact you do see the difference in salary caps, that is not why Vegas beat us, but it's only happened twice. I think everyone just blows it out of proportion.
Tyler?
Yeah, I think everyone kind of blows that out of proportion. Even Vegas this year was kind of like a, you know, they spent a lot of that cap space on like Jonathan Quick. So I think is it a problem? A not little yet, bit?
Could be.
I think it's trending towards being a bigger problem. The easy solution is your roster on a game day needs to be under 82.5 million in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Like, it's very simple to solve, but I don't think the NHL has much of an appetite to solve it. So I'm not losing a lot of sleep over it.
I don't know that it's a problem. Could be. The easy solution is, why are we getting rid of the cap just because it's the playoffs? Just be cap compliant in the playoffs. No problem.
The real answer I think is it will become a problem once a Canadian team does it.
Well, a Canadian team can't get that far.
It takes such luck in order for that to happen that it's not.
You need
that
a big injury to a key guy. You need to make the playoffs anyways. And then you need to like know they're going to be out for that amount of time.
Let's not forget, didn't Vegas do it last season and not make the playoffs?
Has Stone been that good? He's been annoying and he's got his name out there, but has he been Mark Stone that
Eichel, Martha Show have been better?
Yeah.
His face drew in Jamie Benn's stick, which
Jamie Benn fell down.
Jamie Benn fell down and gravity led his stick to Mark Stone's face.
Yeah. I don't know what Jamie Benn was supposed to do. Yeah. Did you actually see Mark Stone's stick cross check Jamie Benn? If you watch the video, the stick lands perfectly on his back. And as he falls, it starts to look like he's pushing. It's very funny. Faded Brad pointed that out for me.
Next question, Tyler. Given the Oilers have only three selections at the coming NHL entry draft as of today, should they draft for need or take the best player available?
Best player available, 7 days out of seven, like no debate, no matter where you draft, you take the best player available.
Rick?
Sometimes need, but this time definitely best player available.
Shoot your shot. Get excited as a scout that you might be able to put your name behind a player that turns out really well for this team.
I say best player available. We will give final word to the scout on the podcast.
I think you probably do go best player available, but you've also got to put in the need in that a little bit too. Like the others probably don't need another centerman in this team.
You can move a centerman to the wings. Like if a guy's
true. Example is if there's a centerman and a right winger there, take the right winger.
Sure.
Should not take a goaltender right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, sure.
You've got three draftable. Or four. You know, Ollie still had a good year. You don't know what you got in Fanti. You got Skinner. You got Soup here for at least 5 years.
Johansson.
Based on the way the team is right now, anywhere to play them if they were not going back to juniors. Sure.
And there you have it. I see idiots just keeping it tight this today.
Tight.
A couple of questions. If you have a question for the boys, just slide on into my DMs. Just say, hey, this is for I see idiots. I will flag it and I will put it into the podcast article so that I can ask them this question for next week. Got it? Good. Before we move on and wrap up the podcast with Hot and Cold Performers, I just want to tell you that it is Friday and it's the afternoon and you're probably hungry. And that's why you should be going to get some Wilhog beef jerky.
Oh, yes.
You can get some pepperoni sticks there. Mm-hmm. Delicious. Or just go for the classic, a big old bag of beef jerky.
Get both.
Or get both.
You deserve it.
You do deserve it. It's Friday. They have a location at West Ed now. Come on.
Kiosk.
Come on. Little kiosk. Grab yourself some beef jerky. Go play in the water park. Everybody's having a good time.
Take some of that jerky to the water park. Oh, hell yeah.
Not only will you be fueled up for your trip up all those stairs, probably make a lot of friends.
Just make sure you share some with Bukestad. He's probably there right now.
Oh, he's got to get him in before he signs somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we should really consider the malls for Nick Bukestad. Played in Minnesota.
Mall of America.
Played here.
West Edmonton.
The next one, right?
Yep. Dubai.
I was going to say, is he going abroad?
Mm. Japan.
Yep.
Mm. Crazy.
Mm-hmm. All right. Hot and cold performers, boys. Let's wrap up the podcast. Brought to you by our friends at Betway. Provided that you are 19 plus and able to do so responsibly. Otherwise, this segment's not for you.
Turn off the podcast now.
By the way, just yesterday or Wednesday, better late than never, I did a couple of Stanley Cup Finals bets. I got the Panthers to win plus 140. Thoughts?
Love it.
Yep.
Over 5.5 games, also plus 140.
Really? This thing to get to 6 games?
Mm-hmm.
That's a fucking awesome bet.
Thank you. I do good work. Thank you, Betway. Let's start off with our veggies, ladies and gentlemen. Tyler, you're up first.
There is nothing worse than watching an athlete you really, really like struggle immensely. And that's Alec Manoah right now. Watching that guy try to pitch, it's like, it's painful to watch him struggle the way he's struggling when you know he wants it so bad. So Alec Manoah, you sadly get my cold performer of the week.
Oh, that's cold.
Really, it's more the feeling I have watching him that's my cold performer.
Oh, that's cold.
Kikuchi grew the beard. Maybe Alec Manoah shaved his off.
I seen that is perfect logic.
Right? Rick, your cold performer of the week.
It's a combination between Mother Nature, the weather, and the weather apps. I have tried to have, you know, the rain's coming, cancel golf. It's honestly ruined like 3 rounds. And then yesterday I went out because the rest of them time when I say it's about to rain, it doesn't rain. I go out yesterday and it rains the whole damn time. So it's that combination of the actual weather and the weather apps.
We have been hoodwinked, bamboozled, led astray, run amok, and flat out deceived.
I always thought I should have been a weatherman because you could be wrong every day and just like, yeah, come on back.
It's an educated guess.
Where are you going to go?
Yeah.
Just don't put down 50% as a chance. You'll never see it.
Yep. Dan, your cold performer of the week.
It's going to go to my roof, which needs to be replaced now thanks to all that rain. So my roof gets my cold performer of the week.
What the hell is going on?
Mine goes to recycling. If you know,
just the
you
practice? Know.
Yes.
That's a joke. That's an absolute joke is what it is.
Are you going to give us some color on this or
not? Ominous.
Nope.
Nope. Not on I the like pod. That.
All right.
I'll tell you off the radio.
Down with recycling. We all know it. Reduce, so reuse. That's it.
You got to recover as well.
Hey, the idea of recycling is great.
It's practice. It's the execution. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
My cold performer of the week is also weather related because at my townhouse complex, right near where I park, there was a beautiful big fucking tree. Huge tree. It was great. I just like to look at it. Frank liked to pee on it. The whole thing. We had a relationship with this tree over the time that I've lived there. The other day, our site manager comes and knocks on my door and he goes, buddy, you got to move that car. I'm like, uh-oh.
Tree's coming down.
Tree was coming down. It had a huge split down the middle and it got crazy windy the other day. So all I'm going to say is I just missed the tree. Now it's a stump. Makes me sad. You know?
Are you thrilled? You can sit on the stump though.
Could have
a cigarette.
Frank can still pee on it.
I walked past my childhood house the other day and they just cut down my kindergarten tree. At my childhood house.
That is something.
I went to kindergarten in a school.
There you go. Wait, what?
Oh, I get what you mean. Nice. Dan went to kindergarten like a Smurf.
That. Yes. No, back in the day, Tyler, we used to be given a little spruce tree on our first day of kindergarten. And then you plant that tree. And that tree grew up for 26, 27, 28, 29.
Yes. Keep adding.
Some odd years.
A long time.
And it's gone now.
Like six,
just got cut down.
Yeah.
So if you cut down a tree in your yard and you're thinking about, and you're listening to this right now, I'm not a big fan of yours.
You probably broke a child's heart.
All Dan's.
Or a grown man's heart. Yeah.
Two. Yep. Both the same thing.
All Frank's. All right.
Frankie, well, admittedly, he was very confused. He went out there and he's like, whoa.
I'm pretty sure there's a tree here last time.
Mm-hmm.
Kill it?
Saravalli had to find a new place to pee.
He'll adapt.
Acidic pee.
He always does.
Where is Saravalli peeing though?
Mm-hmm. Let's wrap up the podcast with some hot performers presented by our friends at Betway. Let's reverse the order. Liam, you're up first. Your hot performer of the week.
My hot performer of the week goes out to the TV show Ted Lasso, which I believe is finished, potentially. No one really knows, but the season is done. It was just a great, great show.
Feeling hot, hot, hot.
You're killing it today, big guy.
And Ted Lasso stands for mixed martial arts.
Nation Dan, your hot performer of the week.
My hot performer of the week is actually going to be Liam. Twice this week, I've caught myself having crisp buddies for a meal.
Fuck yeah.
And that's kind of got me through a busy, busy week. So Liam gets my hot performer of the week. It's getting
hot in here. Follow up. What kind of chips?
Regular on the first one and ketchup on the second.
Some would call it a butty week for you.
Double butty.
Mm-hmm. All right. Not busy, busy, but buddy, buddy.
Rick and Liam and I are butty butties.
Rick, you're hot for me.
Well, I got to give it again. This is going to go out to two. This is going out to two teams. Mm. Not only did you make your countries very proud, but you also beat the United States of America. So this goes out to Latvia and Germany, the men's national teams in the World Championships. Hell of a tournament for both those countries. And yeah, it's always fun to watch the Americans lose.
How about the one guy saying those teams winning wouldn't have any impact on hockey in those countries?
Yeah, I just don't even stupid watch comment. That stuff.
And then like thousands of Latvians went to that.
They got a day off.
Country shut down.
A day off.
I love it.
Country shut down.
Have a good time.
We won the gold, and here I was like a sucker at work on Monday.
They flew.
Well,
the team
when we won the gold in like 10 and 02 was those were bigger.
Yeah,
if you remember those ones? Those are fun.
Yeah. Tyler, your hot performer of the week.
Mine's going to go to a team as well. The Edmonton Riverhawks kick off their season with a nice long road trip here before they're back home on the 13th for their home opener. I think this team's got what it takes to make the playoffs, and I'm excited to watch this year down at RE/MAX Field. Go Riverhawks. Always a fun summer night. It's getting
hot in here. Does every team make the playoffs?
Nope. They missed last year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Heartbreaking. But Tyler guarantees they're going to make it this year.
Cat food?
No.
We should ask producer Aaron before he left what we're looking
for. How confident are you, Tyler, on a scale of one to curious. No cat foods?
My hot performer of the week is, I don't know if you guys have seen this dude, but he's inspiring me for the next nation vacation. On TikTok, there's a guy that keeps coming up on my algorithm, and I love him, that keeps making random foods in the sink of his hotel room.
Oh, fuck. I hate this guy so much.
He made a lasagna in there the other day. He's been making soups in his sink in his hotel room. And all I can think about is when Rick and I are rooming next year on the nation vacation, where when we come back from Fremont Street, we got a little snack cooking up in the sink that's been just kind of sous-viding the whole time. I'm excited about it.
Dude, he sous-vides steak in the toilet tank.
Oh. Look, it's sanitary.
Yeah, look, it's trapped in there. It's probably not the greatest place, but it's...
It's in a bag.
That's between our ears, though.
Yeah.
As long as the bowl's clean, it's fresh water.
And there's a bag in sous vide.
I'm just glad you didn't say piss a guy or something.
Well, no, the wizard's been gone for a while now. RIP to the wizard. But shout out to bathroom sink toilet cook guy. This is why I'm hot because I'm fly. I wish I knew his username so that everybody could go look at it. But bathroom, if you know, you know. Sink guy. Tyler seen him.
Yeah.
I love it.
But that's because your guys' algorithms are the same.
Well, I try to get Tyler closer to mine, but he just ignores me.
You haven't sent me a TikTok in a while.
No, you don't respond to me anymore. So I stopped.
I watch him though.
I would send Tyler a thing and he would just write back, no.
That was fun.
Anyway.
I'm going to send a courtesy like. Click, click.
Oh, courtesy like? That's the way to go. Yep. That's just being a nice man. If you missed it earlier. Frankly, if you're still here, I don't know what you're doing with your
75 life. Minutes.
UFC 289. That's what you need to know. Tyler, do you agree?
Yes.
AMA travel. You need to know about AMA travel. Tyler, do you agree?
I do.
Our friends at Betway, provided you are 19 plus and can do so responsible. Tyler, do you know about Betway?
I am well aware.
Okay. And what about Wheelhawk beef jerky?
I love them. There's a butcher shop in St. Albert that sells it and I love it.
There you go.
Oh, you can buy it at places like that too?
Yeah, you can.
Maybe I'll check out my local butcher shop.
And if they don't have it, ask for it.
Yeah.
You know?
Special request.
There you go. Well, we can't do a score prediction, so we'll just wrap it up by saying goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for being here. Enjoy your weekend. That's Oilers Nation Radio. We will be back next Friday.
Great ad.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.